The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. It's real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, always anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And I'd like to remind you, names, as always, have and will be changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Live streaming on video. Don't worry. I say it every week because I hear, read the text and stuff. If you don't watch it live, it will be there when you get to work or maybe when you go on your lunch break.
Yeah, we got you, fam.
Lunch break, smoke break, dirty old Blake.
We know you get 1:30 and 2:15s.
See, we're former working men.
Yep.
I mean, we work now, but like the hard working man. The ones that... Who sang that song?
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn, like the ones that Brooks and
Dunn. Hard-working man.
No, no, anywhere that I can. You remember that one? All right. Hello to everyone in the chat. I don't even see Coach, but I bet he's there.
Coach.
I can always count on Coach to be there.
Zinni, Lady Marie, Triple D.
Countless others. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Anita B. J. Now is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Amanda Ride Hard is Paige. Playing the role of Betty Fuchser is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Held a Cock in Me Hand is Matt Man.
You did.
It's a hyphenated name. And playing the role of the narrator's page. And action.
Anita B. J. Now posts the following in the Abbeville, South Carolina community Facebook page. Then all hell breaks loose.
Are you allowed to take dogs to Hogs and Hens? Can somebody tell me, please?
Why the hell would you want to? Not every place is meant for dogs.
And because these are the same people who eat with their dogs, shop with their dogs, and swear that they can't leave their dogs at home. Shame. Just a big shame.
Ridiculous, if you ask me. Some people are allergic to fur, dogs, cats, or whatever. You shouldn't have to worry about it because someone feels they can't leave their animals for an hour or two so they can attend a festival meant for all to enjoy.
Hey, bitch, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. it isn't for everybody, okay? And we have always owned big dogs. Asher is our first small dog. And because of that event was outside, we took him. I personally would never take him in restaurants or in stores. So maybe choose your words better next time you want to open your damn mouth on Facebook.
Hey, bitch, back to you. And guess what? I said the festival is not for animals. And guess what? It's not. There's nothing unkind about that. It's just facts. Sorry, you can't handle it.
All right, first of all, I don't really give a big damn about what you said. I have an issue with that you even said it. The only running you do is your mouth, apparently. I won't stand for it, though.
OMG, get over it already. Your damn dog people are always so damn sensitive.
Well, newsflash, Dumby. Some people actually like to spend time with their damn dogs. Because, I don't know, maybe they work all week and they want to something nice to come home to, no?
Well, spend time with them at home, then. A festival serving food and such is not a place for animals. Some people are terrified of dogs, so don't bring them. Take them to a park or something away from everybody.
Well, guess what, bitch? We'll let you know when we want you to make our dog decisions for us. Until then, you can get screwed and tattooed.
You damn dog people have been trying to make the decisions for all of us this entire damn time. Always bringing your damn animals wherever you want to. Yep. Service animals, my ass. Just because you got a little vest don't mean nothing.
What the hell are you trying to tell me, dude? Don't lump me into this. I wasn't even around since the beginning of time, so that comment was damn stupid anyway. Like everything that comes out of your mouth, evidently.
I hope you do bring your dog to the festival, and I hope he bites the damn face off of Mando right in front of every damn body.
End scene.
Oh, that boy.
I had to cut that one off. That got hotly contested.
That one ripped. Like, with these, we always have to find an ending point on these things. That one went on for a long, long time over the Hogs and Hens Festival.
People in Abbeville got really riled up.
Hogs and hens. Hogs and hens.
What you trying to tell me, dude?
The hogs and hens. What you trying to tell me, dude? That sounds so familiar.
That's so good. I wonder where that's from. I just love it.
You can get screwed and tattooed.
Screwed and tattooed is the best. I want that on a t-shirt.
Well, dude.
I don't have no septum at all, guys. Like, it's not even deviated. I was born without one.
It's all gone.
All right. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. No. God bless. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were about to say it.
We're on Facebook. What, GD?
Mm-hmm.
No, never. Facebook and YouTube at The Rise Guys. All right, here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Tubi Bryant is Fat Boy. Pronounced like the network. Playing the role of Huzzy Zeller, Mattman. Playing the role of Carlton Fist, also Mattman. And playing the role of Goldie Cox, more on that later, is Paige.
More on that later.
And action. Well, I'm fit to be tied. I'm sick of all this AI techno bull stud. It's not so convenient, and it's about to screw me up.
I am so sorry, girl. Prayers up, up, way up.
Uh-oh.
What are you uh-ohing?
Oh, nothing.
No, no, say it now. Ain't no sham in Huzzy Zeller game.
Oh, I was just going to make a joke about you being on the Diddy tapes, but you probably wouldn't get it or appreciate it, so, you know.
Yeah, I got it. No, not the case. And not funny. Click here to see Diddy leak tapes with butts. Venmo appreciated. Carlton Fist. I don't know you. Don't be linking the butt purring on my Facebook.
My God. Tubi Bryant, how could you?
Oh, hang on, Huzzy Zeller. It's a bot.
Butt purring, bot sex, whatever y'all kids call it these days.
For the love of God, Tubi. What were you thinking?
Chill, Goldie Cox. I mean, no, Huzzy. See, I misspelled butt as B-U-T-T and not B-U-T. And I'm guessing by my calculation, mixing the words Diddy Tapes and B-U-T-T may have caused just a big... You know.
Use promo code B-U-T-T to save 23% off month membership to Diddy's Leaked Celeb Tapes with spelling Bs and smelling Ds.
That title is catchy. Why, it's simply brilliant. Do you have a... Do y'all ship to Easley, South Carolina? Home of the Green Wave and the Marvelous Silos.
Watch it now.
Uh-oh.
You heard right, stud. Click here for videos of men with gangrene and privates the size of silos near Easley, South Carolina.
You heard right, stud.
I told you, Goldie. I'm sounding like my mom now. Hold on. I told you, Goldie. I still sound like her. I told you, Goldie Cox. And you look, I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier, Tubi Bryant. I thought you had made that Pern robot appear on my Facebook.
Ah, no problem. You can change some things in your Facebook settings to keep them away from, you know, certain keywords and stuff.
You a sweet child.
Hey, thanks. I try. Just be careful when mixing those words together, LOL.
I will. I'm just a weird old woman.
What do you mean, LOL?
Well, I just don't like to see, you know, other people see words like that on my Facebook. You know, like the news's Facebook talks about the Diddy sex tapes and they don't care. I guess I'm just anal.
No!
What the hell have you done?
No!
This is too easy. LOL, LOL, LOL.
End scene. That sounds too much like my
mom. I was drifting off into like Maryland the way I was
like
talking.
Maryland.
I heard you do an impression of me again. I wasn't sounding like you was talking just like this. That sounded just like me, Matthew.
Heard what you said.
Huzzy Zeller. I don't appreciate that.
That's a great name. Maybe the best on name.
You know why he's saying that, y'all? Because Fatboy gave me that name. That's why he's literally, that's why he's putting over, he's like Jokey the Joke Man.
That's not as good as Joanna Montana.
I just say Jokey the Joke Man, too. Hey, I did give him. Next week, it's a little spoiler. Next week, we're doing football players' names with girl names. So, like Joanna Montana.
Oh, I love
and,
that.
And Dana Marino, many
Dana
others.
Dana Marino.
Patricia Mahomes.
Joanna Montana is hot.
Yes. Joanne Burrow, many others.
Ooh.
Many others. Dang, I can't even think of them right now.
What you just heard was real. Them was real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I were sitting here this morning, I'm reading all this stuff, and
Skeet Davidson,
Pete Davidson, that's what Yeezy calls him, Pete Davidson, he popped up on SNL. If you don't, Pete Davidson, I think most of you probably know, but some of you cool people don't know, he's the one that was on Saturday Night Live, but not really.
He was on what?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday.
You know what? Suck it. Because I am Southern till the day I die.
No, you're not, because you don't like sweet tea.
They don't mean, I'm diabetic, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Nevertheless, Pete Davidson, he was on Saturday Night Live, but not really on there. He barely was even featured in the sketches. But then he made a movie, he started dating Kim Kardashian, and then boom, he's a sex symbol. Well, then he's had drug issues. Now, his father also died in the World Trade Center on 9/11. So, honest to God, just being honest, like my heart's kind of went out to him in that regard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to say, well, that makes him hot because his dad died, or that gives a free pass or whatever. So I was telling Fatboy, like, that son of a bitch is now, pardon, I know Jasper's probably listening right now. Grace,
damn it.
Turn the radio down. The girl from The Bachelor, Maria, is it Jorge's or George's?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he's been seen out with her after he got out of rehab.
The Golden Bachelorette?
No. I think more attractive than Maria George's.
Oh, yeah.
Thick eyebrows on her. Looks like two caterpillars just
She's
laying
pretty.
There on her forehead. She's pretty, but it's a look. Like, it's not an original look. Like, she's not a Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, he was with the one girl that was like, woof.
So, Fatboy said this, and I'd like you to put it into your terms, what you said about the women who like Pete Davidson. Because I look at him and I see, obviously he has drug issues, but and he looks like he hasn't slept in 50 days or hadn't eaten in a month. Like, what's the attraction? And then Fatboy said,
he's the ultimate project for women.
Oh, for people that like to fix him?
Fixers.
Oh, yeah, because that's what, look, that's in the female nature. To nurture, to fix, and then some of these, it's a challenge to go after some of these guys and to try to, you know, quote-unquote fix them. I'll say as a dude, I like him because, you know, I got a soft spot because of his dad.
Yeah. He's.
That's what I'm saying. I like him for that.
I give him a pass.
Yeah, I mean that's noble.
But the women, they like because here he's not. I've heard women say that he looks good enough to pass on that phase, but the ultimate appeal is his issues, his myriad of issues.
So why would you want to? So agreed, Paige. I mean, I know you've never dated him, and you don't know the secrets of all these different relationships. But is that a thing?
What is the attraction to him?
What is is it true that women want a project with a man?
Hell no.
Because I now look back at some of my relationships and did they just give up? was I the project? And they were just look, this damn project ain't going.
You know what?
A few of them might need a second go around.
You know what attracted?
There's only
my
one.
Husband to me that he was. Stable and mature, and I meet a lot of unstable.
You talking about your husband? I'm just kidding. He was mature. He told some of the best jokes in the world. But as far as being a man and taking care of his family,
he did. And the other attractive thing about him is his parents truly loved each other.
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
But as far as this guy you're talking about,
why would a woman want to get involved in a once you fix him? Does that, if that's your motivation, once you've fixed him and made him into Mr. Husband or whatever, model citizen, the allure is gone.
That's where you tell what kind of woman you got. So is she the kind that wants to keep him on a string and, you know, I've molded him, so I'm going to play with him a little longer and I pretty much made my own man. Or is she off to the next? Is she building the next challenge?
But then go to the part you said that what a woman truly likes about a man. Don't say the word you said, but
I want to know what is the attraction.
He's not talking about the body part when he says this.
No.
Oh, okay. You might have to remind me because
you said a woman likes an a-hole.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
But women, the reasoning by this is he says that a man who is a jerk or a-hole or whatever won't let anybody walk all over him,
right.
And she respects that.
She knows that nobody's going to walk over her.
And maybe he tries a little harder. Not like we want you to jump through hoops or anything, but maybe he makes an effort above and beyond.
Yeah.
To be with you. And
but what if everything, then he turns out like he kicks drugs. He gets out of his depression, whatever it is with Pete Davidson or so-and-so. He doesn't drink anymore and he got a job or whatever the suck. Then the allure is gone. Mm-hmm. I feel like the magic that brought you together is done for.
Other than having
a
good sense of humor.
Like down deep, she wants him to stay on drugs.
No.
In this little example parable here.
You know, if you're the type of guy, when you go out on a date, that holds the doors open, you know, even the car and this, that, and pulls the chair out. Like, that ain't working. What are you doing?
I don't care.
I have a feeling maybe that's what he does. He's nice.
See that
when other guys are like, I had talked to all these women, I could get another one just like you. I had you, I can get a prettier girl. And
most annoying thing is when my key on my car, the security, you know, the open the key lock. What is that damn thing called? Clicker.
Fob.
Yeah. When that thing, the battery is dead in it. I used to get so pissed that I'd have to run and unlock my door and then run around. And she'd be like, I can just open it. I'm like, no, I'm opening it for you.
Like, I don't want people to get misconstrued. It's not like the guy's being a dick to the woman constantly and putting her down. It's just that's his overall demeanor.
Right.
Like, he's just an
one of those that tell you what he's thinking.
Once you have her, you take her for granted, right? You think she's your lady, whatever.
But it's kind of like two separate arguments.
You're
going to
make me sing Celine Dion now.
But maybe he's a really funny, nice guy and people have a good time with him. Maybe that's why women enjoy him.
But Paige to joke around. She'll say so-and-so's nice. He's a nice guy. But that's only going to go so far, right?
Like, right.
Well, you know what I like is I like a guy where you can just do nothing together. Like, just hang out. And it's not, you know what I mean?
But what if he lets other people run him over, though?
You think he's a pussy?
A big one. Huge.
And that's not attractive either.
No. I need a man.
So you
got to,
where's the...
It's got to be a happy medium.
Yeah. Now I'm learning this.
Don't open the door for the lady.
Yes.
I don't want to be with a woman who resents that.
Be yourself.
It's not a putting a woman in a place. It's the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. And I know that our parents use that for an excuse for racism. But nevertheless...
I'm going to tell you, my husband was always good about... going to get.
When I say our parents, I meant not our, just Paige's. Now go ahead.
He was always doing things for me, and I didn't expect it. I was just really honored when he would do things.
But like, that ain't like, okay. If that's like, if you're the guy that leaves notes everywhere all the time, I mean, come on, stop it.
That's kind of sweet, though.
See, I've been that guy.
It's not a daily fantasy.
I'd leave a note every morning.
Like, it ain't real.
Yeah, it was. I wrote one every single. I didn't even write in my head.
Even writing something funny on the mirror.
I would do funny things like that.
Yeah, I like
the grocery list is laying there. You know what I did?
What?
I wrote dildos on the grocery
See,
list.
See, that would make me laugh.
So, okay.
See, I like.
You want to go out this weekend? After all this time, are we going to figure this out?
Okay, we'll go out, but I know what you want in a female, and you know what I want in a guy. Just.
You ain't putting nothing into me, baby.
I think we're just. No, listen, I just think we want.
Oh, you meant attributes in a guy.
Find people that aren't fake, and maybe that's what he is.
But yeah. If you got a woman that's an a-hole, too, that's also a plus.
Nobody wants a bitch.
There's a certain level of bitch you want her to have where you don't want her to get walked over either. Even when she's being screwed over by her family or whoever, she'll stand up to them and say, look, you're my ride or die. Screw them. Yeah. Now, I appreciate that, too.
I think that's the unattractive thing about me to other men is where I say, you know, for once in my life, I'm happy being with myself. I don't need you. I'm with you because I want to be with you. I'm not looking for your money. I'm not looking for anything.
Sounds like you got a hold of a good sex toy.
Other than, no.
Wonder where you went.
It's not all about sex, people. All right, I'm wrong. It's all about sex.
Yeah, you're breaking news here.
I know what you mean.
You just want to have, you want to meet an adult who doesn't have a major drug problem, who has a job, who doesn't have.
Some college.
Yeah, I don't care what he does for, because, you know. Generally, I don't relate to whatever other people study in college.
You know what's interesting is there's like a whole Facebook group of, I don't know if it's just specifically locally here or if it's everywhere. It's called Are We Dating the Same Guy? It's a closed group to just women.
Why do you know about this?
Because I get screenshots from it. I tried to join it because I wanted to see if there were people in there I knew or use it for fussing. But I get screenshots from
what
it.
What do you mean? Like
you're going out farming your own fussing.
Yeah. I get screenshots like you wouldn't believe what some of these guys going there to do.
Bust a man whore.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Some lady posted a picture of a guy. Are we dating the same guy? His wife commented,
literally.
Oh,
he's definitely married.
I thought you meant they would just describe the guy and say, all guys are the same, but it's literally the same guy.
Yeah, the pictures.
Oh, Lord. Anyone we know you saw?
I don't know the guy.
Okay.
His wife piped in, though, like, yeah, he's married.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We need to clean this show up now. Let me get my namaste bowl.
That you're getting better at that.
Thanks. Saw a video of Looper doing it, man.
I know. It was so good.
He's the best.
I told him that he needs to give you some lessons to make it sound like
when
this.
He does it, you notice, like, it's almost like the little, what do you want to call this? A little drumstick? A little ladle looking
thing? Yeah, I guess.
It's not even touching the sides. It's like
it's
the energy's making the sound.
Well, yeah, he's Park Leon. So he knows how to do it.
Namaste.
Paige sucks at football picks. And
not nice.
You know, I mean, let's face it. You've lost every punishment round this year in Pigskin Picks.
She likes Georgia and 49ers.
And
so she's going to pick them.
Pick them no matter, like, they could be playing the 86 Bears. They could be playing the 72 Dolphins. It would not matter.
Oh, $2.
Georgia. I didn't pick them all day. Well, Paige, that's college. I don't care.
You know what?
You know what? I'll take it to anybody.
I didn't really fall in love with Georgia. It was osmosis. And I fell in love with it just by watching my husband enjoy the game so much.
Yes.
Good memories because he was crazy. Passionate about that crazy team.
I love Go Dawgs.
Love Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey. Hey.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey. Conkey.
So I don't want to punish you again. I don't think the probably men or maybe some aggressive lesbians are texting in saying, oh, I love when Paige gets punished, blah, blah, blah. Pound her again with the tail.
I beg your pardon.
The cat of nine tails or whatever that dominates.
She really did like that. She enjoyed
Everyone loved it. I mean, the dominatrix loved it. Paige loved it. The audience loved it.
A little spanking if it doesn't hurt.
So that's not punishment, though.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, it's a punishment.
It's a punishment.
Oh.
Which this probably would have been the last one of the season.
For real, I'm a wreck.
Just because, you know, just how everything lines up going forward.
So the opportunity is this. Where are we at on time? Because I don't want to, like, can we conceivably do this right here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. So here's what I'm going to do. I got the Namaste bowl. It's we've got the bad energy out, the bad juju, whatever. I didn't mean that anti-social.
Get out of here.
I meant like, you know, whatever.
Get out of here, bad energy.
Bad energy.
Bad flow.
Good vibes only.
You have bad flow.
Only.
No, big D I don't have low T. Right. So the way that I will do this is if you can do this very menial task, I will do the punishment. We'll stop. We won't even continue. I will do this month's punishment if you can do this. And what I said earlier is something and it sparked that thought. And I was like, she does have a problem with that. She does. She does need to get some help. She doesn't know when to stop laughing sometimes.
She really don't.
I don't.
And it's a very good quality. Like yesterday, I forgot what bit we were doing. You were over there. Oh, it was during the BDA. You were over there just rolling, crying. It was the funnest thing to watch you die with. And you do that face. That she thing does. With your hand. What is with women when you laugh, you cover your face?
I don't know.
What is that?
Like, do your teeth curl up or something?
I don't know.
Is your tongue an odd color and you try, you a part chow? You got a black tongue or something? What is that?
Do you stick it out when you laugh? Like, why do you have to cover the mouth?
Like, does it look like you're motorboating when you laugh? I got to cover my mouth.
Maybe I'm afraid I'm going to get lipstick on my teeth. I don't know.
Ah, that could be what it is.
I don't know.
Nevertheless.
It's a good thing.
You said that I've gotten better at this, and that's because I am trying to perfect meditation.
Okay.
So if you can
Very important.
If we can all join forces and have, and this could be good for everyone listening right now, we have a meditation moment.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You don't have to say anything. We're just going to sit here and meditate and think about nothing while this enchanting music plays. But you cannot laugh. If you laugh at all, and leave your mic on, don't put it in your throat like normally. Put it right by your mouth.
I beg your pardon.
I think it could be cleansing for the show.
I'm going to make it fair and not going to try to make you laugh or anything.
Right.
Okay.
You can even don't have to look at us. You can look straight down or whatever, but just don't move the mic.
What happens if I laugh?
Then you have to do the punishment. This is my gift to you.
Yeah.
I think it could cleanse your soul and make everyone right now. And feel free to meditate and drive, but don't close your eyes. All right, let's begin.
Ready?
All right, stop the music. He's already smirking. Like, for real.
It's not.
Hey, don't laugh.
I'm trying not to.
I don't want you to get punished.
God.
Wait, stop.
Like, think of something dark something that's maybe sad.
I'll think of your fart.
Just don't.
You'll make me laugh.
Let me just get one out. Can I just laugh for a second?
All right, one laugh. Get it out. I thought she was talking about farting.
That's a fart.
One laugh.
I'm laughing. Okay, done.
We didn't even make it 10 seconds.
It's out.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Fat boy, play it again. No laughing, Paige, no matter what. Do not laugh. Here we go.
Laughing, but I could.
Feel the energy.
It's from Matt Man's meditation session.
Step out of your body right now.
Please.
Just don't breathe.
Relax yourself in every sense of the word. Like a leg.
We came here tonight as strangers. We will leave as friends.
We have an announcement. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Look at this woman.
She's got the red face like drunk people get.
You look like an alcoholic right now. Your cheeks are so red.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was a long one.
Paige, compose yourself.
I'm sorry, but I've been to yoga class where someone farted in front of me, and that's what that reminds me of.
Like they were in front of you, like, positioned?
Well, not in my face, but they're like, oh. I'm sorry.
Well, that was you. That one wasn't even on the audio.
Pay your tuition on the way out.
Release your Shocker Khan. Shocker Khan.
That's the heart chakra. What the hell?
Well, I'm sorry. You had the opportunity.
I did. Yep. Well, I failed.
It was right there in front.
I'm sorry.
God. I'm so disappointed.
I knew you would be because you can't. You were wiggling in your chair like you're going to laugh. And every time you do that, you get me laughing.
I'm crying laughing on the way to work right now. Boy, they're going to think you bipolar when you get to work. You walk in crying and laughing. Are you loving or leaving? What's going on?
That is the dumbest, weirdest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. Trying to figure out what that was.
I didn't want to look at her because, you know, I would have laughed.
When she first cracked, the first time, she hand right over the mouth. Again, I don't know what. Laugh without. Sit on your hands and laugh. I want to see if you can do it. What is the hiding? Do you think your face makes a contorted?
I don't want lines.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's like women, they wave their. Yeah, what is that?
It's like because they're about to pass out. They do that when they get horny sometimes.
I just want to call up and say this, your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.